WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The fall TV season is officially in its second week on the broadcast networks. Our TV critic, David Bianculli, says his two favorite new shows of the season arrive this week, one tonight, the other on Wednesday.
Most of the new shows this season are trying and failing to recapture the magic of recent hits. There are lots of romantic comedies with large ensembles, trying to be either Desperate Housewives or Grey's Anatomy. One of them, ABC's Big Shots, which premiered last week, even tries to be an all-male Sex and the City with four attractive guys sitting around talking. They're all instantly forgettable, so let's forget about them and move on. The other big batch of wannabes features new shows that are trying to be like either Lost or Heroes. Here, the shows with the lighter touch, specifically Chuck and Reaper, come off the best and are fun to watch. But their plots are so similar they could almost swap casts or coexist in the same series. They're both about ordinary slacker guys with loyal, funny best friends and low self-esteem who work in crummy sales jobs but suddenly are hit with a life-changing experience. One has tons of top-secret spy knowledge zapped into his brain. The other becomes the reluctant employee of the devil. They're enjoyable, but they're not unique, not even from each other. But my two favorite shows of the year, they're defiantly different. Tonight on the CW network, you can find it if you look hard enough, is the premiere of the sitcom Aliens in America. Wednesday on ABC is the premiere of a new comedy drama, Pushing Daisies, which has the most original series concept in years. Aliens first. Like Everybody Hates Chris, which it follows, Aliens in America is told from a teenager's point of view. Dan Bird stars as Justin Tolchuk, a 16-year-old from Wisconsin whose first day of high school goes so badly, his parents decide to boost his popularity by sponsoring an exchange student. They're expecting some blonde Nordic hunk like the one on the cover of the guidance department brochure. What they get, instead, is Raja, a Muslim exchange student from Pakistan. He's perfectly played by Adhir Kalan. And if Justin thought his first day of class went badly, listen to Raja's.
Class, today I'm going to put aside our lesson because we have a special guest. For 1 year, we will be in the presence of a real live Pakistani who practices Muslimism. That means we have the opportunity to learn about his culture and he about ours. So let's begin a dialogue. Raja, you are so different from us. How does that feel?
I am not sure I understand.
Think about it. How does everyone else feel about Raja and his differences? Yes, Stephanie.
Well, I guess I feel angry because his people blew up the buildings in New York.
Oh, that's good.
But that is not true.
Okay, Raja, in America, you have to wait until you're called on and I'd appreciate a raised hand.
Just to have a Muslim character at the center of a comedy is daring right now. To have him be the most sympathetic one in the show, that's almost subversive. But the lesson of tolerance, delivered so lightly and wittily that it doesn't even seem like a lesson, is less important here than the fact that Aliens in America, pure and simple, is a very funny show. Pushing Daisies, which premieres Wednesday, is a very weird show. It's so strange, it's difficult to describe. And my fear is, the more I try to describe it, the stupider I make it sound. A lot of it is visual. Imagine a modern-day fable that takes place in a neighborhood with the oversaturated colors of Oz. So you'll just have to trust me until you see for yourself. But please, do see for yourself. Lots of talented people are involved with this show. The director of the pilot of Pushing Daisies is Barry Sonnenfeld, of the Addams Family and Men in Black films. The creator is Brian Fuller, who made Dead Like Me and Wonderfalls. The supporting cast includes Swoozie Kurtz, Ellen Green, and Kristen Chenoweth. The narrator is Jim Dale, who records the books on tape versions of the Harry Potter novels. And the stars are Lee Pace and Anna Friel, who play childhood sweethearts reunited after many years apart. He's Ned, she's nicknamed Chuck, and the only problem is, when they reunite at a funeral home, she's already dead. But that's just the start of this unique love story, because Ned has the power to raise the dead. Here's where I worry about losing people. And it gets even weirder, because Ned's powers come with some very specific rules. Ned touches something dead once, it comes back to life. He touches it again, it dies forever. He lets it live more than a minute, and something else around him dies.
Chuck, wait!
Who are you?
Do you remember the little boy who lived next door to you when your dad died?
Ned? Oh my God, hey, how are you?
Good, you look great. Do you know what's happening right now?
I had the strangest dream. I was being strangled to death with a plastic sack.
You were strangled to death with a plastic sack. That's probably an odd thing to hear, but I wasn't quite sure how to sugarcoat it.
Oh.
You only have a minute, less.
What can I do in less than a minute?
You can tell me who killed you, so, you know, justice can be served.
Well, that's really sweet, but I don't know who killed me. I went to go get ice, and I dropped my room key in the ice maker, and as I was thinking, that was dumb.
As she was thinking that was dumb, Chuck was strangled to death with a plastic sack.
And then you touched my cheek.
What's going on here?
Just a second!
Is my time up?
I'm sorry.
Well, thanks for calling me Chuck. Do you know no one's called me Chuck since... you?
I used to. When I lived next door to you, I had a I was in... You were my first kiss.
Yeah? You were my first kiss, too. You want to be my last kiss? First and last? Or is that weird?
That's not weird. It's symmetrical.
So that's the setup. If Ned kisses her, she's dead forever. If he lets her live, and it wouldn't be much of a series if he didn't, he can never kiss her or touch her again without killing her. It's the perfect solution to the moonlighting problem of will they or won't they. They can't. But can true love exist without physical contact? That's what Pushing Daisies sets out to explore, along with questions about life and death and what makes a really good pie. In television, what makes a really good show, most of the time, is originality. Pushing Daisies, like Aliens in America, serves up originality in generous, yummy slices. Please try both. On this year's primetime menu of new shows, they're the only specials of the day that are truly special.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. This is Fresh Air.